Hey, we are here at Filene's 2017 Big Bright Minds in a wonderful town called Austin, Texas, and it's cleared up. It's not snowing anymore.
It's not snowing anymore in Texas.
In Texas, of all places, I know. Funny, funny stuff. But hey, we're inside, and we're having a great time here at Big Bright Minds, and I have Mr. Sean Yokley from Onboardability in the studio lounge. How are you, Sean?
Doing good. Thanks.
How's the show going?
It's going great. It's been a great conference. You know, Filene always does a great job with their events.
Indeed, indeed. Hey, let's talk about Onboardability. Just for those folks out there who may not know what it is, can you give us a quick summary on what you're all about?
Sure. So, you know, one of the gaps that we really saw in the marketplace was this idea of new member onboarding, and you know, the stakes are so high in terms of the lifeblood of our organizations from credit unions' perspectives is really that long-term growth associated with members and revenue, and I think there's a pretty big gap in terms of our performance in that area of onboarding. And so we created kind of an end-to-end turnkey solution to bring to the marketplace that really works to create an experience from kind of that account opening all the way to that first anniversary of the member, and really make sure that we're making it easy for the member to get engaged with the organization, find the information they need, get connected to the products and services in a way that's a little different than they probably experience them today.
So is it a process? Is it software? Is it an app? Or what exactly?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we started with the idea of developing a software platform, but then we did really kind of take back and said, let's make it easy for the credit unions to implement, and so it really truly is a end-to-end platform. We work with the credit unions to create the implementation. Everything's customized to their brand and all of their standards, and we really kind of handle all of the process design, implementation, and the management of that. We develop all the lead sources for the credit unions and kind of free them up for them to really just focus on taking advantage of the sales and service opportunities that are created through the platform.
So what gaps? You talk about gaps. What gaps do you guys fill for credit unions?
Sure. So I think there's a big gap in terms of communications. Typically, the communications with your new members, they're new. They're excited. They want to learn about you. And there's kind of this event of the process of the opening, and that goes well. But then they leave, and it's kind of a self-serve process for the member, right? And they got to go figure it out. And it's new, and so they're not comfortable with the organization. They've used bill pay, and they've used mobile banking, but yours is different, and it takes a while to get used to. And so I think from a member-facing perspective, just helping them guide and navigate them down the path of getting comfortable with your products, with your services, your processes, get them engaged and get them up and running prior to moving across. So I think that's where the, when you talk about gaps, I think that is one of the biggest gaps that we just, we only focus on that cross-sell, right? And, the new member that just came to us, they don't start fully engaged. They start with a product or two, and they're really just kind of, they're trying you out. They're not ready to buy deeper just yet.
Kicking the tires.
Yeah, so you gotta take them through that welcome process, get them up and going, get them, comfortable with the products that they start with, and then you can move into some more sophisticated cross-sell processes.
Okay. Yeah, kind of getting them comfortable. I like that. So how does Onboardability help in this area? Obviously, they're filling the gaps, like you say, and smoothing out the whole process and making the member feel welcome, that type of stuff?
Yeah, so we kind of take a four-phase approach. So we really start with it's kind of a welcome and introduction phase, which really occurs days 2 through 5. Mm-hmm. And then we focus on usage and activations, really days 5 through 30. Once we get them comfortable with the organization, then we'll move into the cross-sell process. And that's really, triggered by some dynamic digital tracking that, we're really monitoring the members' behaviors across, how they're interacting with the credit union's website, our communications, as well as the credit union's social media channels. And so leveraging those behaviors and using those as the indicators to trigger those cross-sell opportunities.
Do you guys do like drip email campaigns and that type of stuff to keep in contact?
Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. So can you touch on the pilot as well? What's going on here?
Yeah, so we're really excited to be partnered with Filene and collaborating with as one of their impact programs. And what we're trying to accomplish with Onboardability fits really, really well with a lot of the research studies that they've done in terms of ease of use and those kinds of factors from a member-facing perspective. And so we've partnered with them to engage in a pilot study just to start to understand what can the impact be in terms of how can we lower those first year attrition rates, which are typically running 20 to 25%.
So really, that high?
That high, yeah. So typical credit union is seeing one out of every four of their new members walk right back out the door in the first 12 months.
Oh my God.
But very few of them are actually, you know, monitoring that. And you know, they understand the attrition top of house, but they're not looking at it at that granular level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how can we impact first-year attrition? How can we impact, you know, the cross-sell penetration of products and services? Mm-hmm. How can we impact ease of use from a member-facing perspective? So we're really excited to be working with them and really start to understand and hone in, you know, how can we positively impact that experience for the members?
Yeah, I had no idea the attrition rate was that high. Yeah. Wow, that's a big number.
That's a big number.
So if you guys
especially when you're spending, you know, $400-$450 to acquire every new member and watch them. So the sunk cost associated with that activity is pretty staggering.
And then you can kind of dig down in the data and say, okay, why are they leaving and kind of resolve those issues. Oh,
absolutely.
Very cool stuff.
So what are
your goals with onboardability?
Yeah, so we're launching 2018. I forgot what year it was, right?
Me too. I do that every day.
So we're launching 2018 with three credit unions. We'd like to finish up the year with around 15 to 20.
Oh, cool.
I think that through the pilot study that we're working with Filene, we're on pace to do that. We're really excited to, you know, most importantly, just to be out there and help credit unions.
I think that's a great message to end on. Sean, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. And you're going to be presenting here. Are you going to be presenting?
Yesterday.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah. Can you give us a quick summary of what you talked about? Was it onboardability and just the onboarding process?
Yeah, we talked more a little bit from the member experience perspective and kind of articulated that. And so, yeah, it was fun.
Very cool. All right, Sean. Well, thank you so much. We will get this produced and posted right away, and so people can get to you and contact you. Say, hey, what's going on here? All right, very cool. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.